The Tanya for the sixth day of Cheshvan, Vav Cheshvan, is on page 286 in Igeres HaKedesh. The number at the bottom of the page is 556. Here the Alter Rebbe is going to explain the statement of the Zohar that the study of Iser Veheter is from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Ach, be'emes, middle of the page. When you will look carefully at the words of the Raya Mehemna quoted above, where it says the tree of good and bad, which is permissible and prohibited, he says that the good and the bad, the mixture of good and bad, is the prohibited and the permissible. Not the study of the permissible and the prohibited. By Hilchis Iser Veheter. Ella Ritzene Leimar. So what he really is saying is that Guf Dover Ha'osr, V'Dover Ha'mutar, that the object, that thing that is permissible, or that thing which is prohibited, Hu Me'ilna De Tevara. It is that object that comes from the tree of knowledge, from a mixture of good and bad. Shehu Klipas Mega Kameshkosa Beit Chayim. Because all physical things in this world come from Klipas Mega, as it says in the Eitz Chayim. Zehu Loshen Osur, and that's why it is called Osur, prohibited, Sheha Klipa Sheda Olov, it is prohibited because the Klipa rests on it. Ve'eina Yochol La'alis L'maylo, and therefore it is bound, it can't rise upwards, Kedover Hamutar, as does that which is permissible. Dahainu, what does mutar mean, what does permissible mean, she'enei kosher v'osir b'klipa, that it is not bound, it is not tied to the unholiness, to the klipa. V'yuhalalis ha'yidei ha'odam ha'echle b'kavon al Hashem, and therefore this permissible thing can rise and become holy through the person who eats it for a godly purpose. Gam b'stam, also without having a specific godly purpose. Kol odam ha'eved Hashem. Any person who serves God, who eats and then uses that energy to serve, to daven, or to serve God, so that in effect the letters of the Torah and the words of the davening that rise to God come from the good part that is selected out of the food, the holy part. That's what rises to God, so that is true of the permissible, whereas the prohibited, that which is usur, can't rise. V'zehu b'chil, and all of this is on the weekdays, where you have to have a kavana in the eating, or you have to use that energy for a godly purpose. Aval b'shabos, yesh aliyah l'klipas mega ba'atzmo, but on Shabbos, when the Klipas Mega itself is elevated, im hachitzeini yishabuchol ha'ilameis, along with the external dimensions of all the worlds, they are all elevated on Shabbos. Lochein mitzvah le'achil kol tainugim b'Shabbos. That's why it is a mitzvah to eat all sorts of delicacies on Shabbos. U'laharbez b'basar v'yayin, and to eat meat and wine, af shebuchel mikrazeu v'seve, even if he were to do the same thing during the week, he would be called a glutton. Because on Shabbos, even without a specific kavana, and without having to use it for a godly act, the eating itself, the klipas meg itself, is holy. Mash'ein kein bedvar isur, whereas that which is prohibited, ein ayochol la'aleis, le'bishabbos v'le'bichel, that which is prohibited can't rise neither on Shabbos nor on the weekdays. Gam kishem mispalo v'leimed b'keyachahu, even if after eating the prohibited foods, the person uses that energy to study and to daven, even so, the food is not elevated. Im leisha ochal epikuach nefesh, unless he ate the prohibited foods in order to save his life. Shehitir rizal v'nasa heter gomer, because then the sages made it permissible and it becomes totally permissible food. But the study of Torah, that's all true of the food itself, that is permissible or that is not permissible, but that's a description of the food. But the study of Torah, even the study of these subjects, of the permissible and the prohibited, of the pure and the impure, Shehem HaMishnayis U'Bereisha Shebegemara U'Peskim HaMevarim U'Mevarim Divreim LaHalacha L'Maisa, which are the Mishnah and the Bereis and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that clarifies the statements of the Mishnah and the Gemara. And until you have a halacha, an actual halacha, the study of those things, hein hein gufei teira shebal peh, they are the body, the essence of the oral teira. Shehi sviras malchus datzilus, which is the level of malchus datzilus that is called teira shebal peh. Kedisa bezeir hakadosh b'mekemes ein mispar, as it says in the Zeir in uncountable places. And particularly, the Reish Tikkunim, it says, Malchus Pet, Teira Shebal Pet, Karina Lo, that Malchus, the level of Malchus, is the mouth, the speech, which is the oral Teira Shebal Pet. Uba Atzilus, Iyu Vegar Meyuchad, and in Atzilus, the attributes of Atzilus are all one with God Himself. The Hainush Eirin, say, Baruch HaMis Yachid Ba Atzilus B'tachus HaYichud, which means that God is completely united with the attributes as they are in Atzilus, which means that he and his will and his wisdom that are clothed in his speech, which is Malchus, Shenikra Malchus, Hakil Echad, it is all one. So that this part of Torah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is made up of the Mishnah and the Berais and the Gemara, that deals with the laws of Isser Veheter, this is all Malchus Datzilus, and Malchus Datzilus is absolutely one with God Himself. So there's no way and there's no room to believe or to say that there's a part of Torah that is itself somehow tainted by unholiness because it deals with the laws of holy and unholy, permissible and prohibited. The laws are absolute holiness. The object which is discussed in the laws, those things come from Klipas Mega, and they are a mixture of good and evil. In the Hayem Yem, for the sixth day of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that when the Alter Rebbe wanted to bless the Chassid, Rebbe Kusiel Lepler, with wealth, the Chassid said that he didn't want it. He didn't want wealth to distract him from the study of Chassidus and from his davening. When the Rebbe then offered to bless him with long life, his answer was, but not peasant years. Men that have eyes but do not see, they have ears but don't hear, who do not perceive, they don't see or hear godliness.